Ever pack up your whole apartment and then get to your new place and wonder how it all
Yeah.
fit? Like it's magic how stuff seems to expand or shrink to fit the space.
Totally.
Well, today we're diving into a blog post
Oh, cool.
all about taking some of the mystery out of moving.
Okay.
It's called Moving Tips,
Makes sense.
and it's from Andy Brothers Moving.
Okay.
They operate in New York and New Jersey.
Gotcha.
So we're going to dig into this post,
Yeah.
pull out some of their best advice, and see if we can make your next move a
Okay.
little bit smoother.
I like it. You know what's interesting about this post?
What's that?
They really hammer home the planning part of moving.
Yeah, that's true.
They lay out this whole timeline,
Okay.
like 2 months out, 1 month out,
Right.
even 1 week before you move. And each stage has specific things you should be doing.
It's all about checklists, isn't it?
Definitely seems that way.
But I feel like a checklist can only take you so far. Well, you've got the basic stuff,
Yeah.
packing boxes, changing your address, all that.
Right.
But what about the things that always trip you up?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. For me, it's plants.
Really?
Every single time I forget about them
Huh.
until the last minute.
Oh
And then
no.
I'm scrambling to find boxes.
I see your point.
It's like my moving kryptonite.
Aha. I love that.
So yeah, you need to go beyond the generic checklist
Right.
and think about your own personal moving challenges.
That's a great point.
Build those into your plan if you don't
Exactly.
have a plan emergency.
Or whatever your weakness is.
Speaking of planning ahead,
Yeah.
A&D Brothers also say you need to hire movers, like ASAP.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like right at the beginning of the process.
I wonder why they emphasize that so much.
I'm guessing in a place like New York,
Yeah.
good movers probably get booked up quickly.
Probably, especially
Yeah.
if you need a specific date.
Right, exactly. So maybe it's about making
I
sure
love
you get on
this.
their schedule early.
Yeah, that makes sense. And speaking of getting a head start,
Okay.
they also talk a lot about decluttering.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic moving tip.
It is, but there's a good reason everyone says it.
Because it's not just about having less to pack, is it?
No, it's so much more than that.
What do you mean?
Well, imagine you're finally in your new place.
Okay.
You've unpacked everything, but instead of feeling this fresh start energy,
Right.
you're just surrounded by all your old clutter.
Oh, I get it. It's like the clutter followed you.
Exactly. Decluttering is about being intentional,
Yeah.
about what you bring into your new space,
Like giving yourself permission to let go of things.
and making space for new possibilities.
Oh, I like that.
It's a fresh start for your mind as much as your home.
Okay, I'm convinced I need to declutter. But full disclosure, I once moved
Yeah.
with a broken waffle iron.
Really?
I hadn't used it in years.
Why?
Sentimental value, I guess.
We all have those items.
Right.
The trick is knowing when sentimentality turns into clutter.
Okay, so we've made our plan,
Yes.
decluttered our hearts out.
Hopefully.
Now for the fun part,
What's that?
packing.
Okay, let's get into it.
A&D Brothers has all sorts of tips. Some of them are pretty clever.
Like what?
Well, for one, they say you should pack
Okay.
heavy items in small boxes.
Wait, read
Yeah,
up.
I know it sounds counterintuitive,
It does.
but they explain that it's all about
Yeah.
distributing the weight evenly
Okay.
so you don't hurt yourself
Right.
and the boxes are less likely to break.
Makes sense when you put it that way.
It's like physics meets moving.
Exactly. They also talk about keeping important documents
On
separate.
passports.
Passports, birth certificates, all.
Exactly. Which reminds me, we should probably talk about
Oh, yeah.
digital valuables too.
That's a good point.
It's not just about physical documents anymore. We have
Yeah.
photos, files, passwords, all that important stuff.
It's like a digital version
Yeah.
of those important documents.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
backing those up
Right.
to the cloud or an external hard drive.
Good idea.
Super important.
Especially in the chaos of moving.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to forget those things.
Definitely.
Speaking of chaos,
Okay.
A&D Brothers makes a big deal about communicating clearly with your movers.
That makes sense.
But that got me thinking.
About what?
Communication is key during the whole moving
Oh,
process,
absolutely.
not just with the movers,
Right.
but with yourself too.
What do you mean?
Well, it's so easy to get caught up in the logistics that you forget to take care of yourself,
Oh, I know what you mean.
like staying hydrated, getting enough sleep,
So important.
and taking breaks when you need them.
It's easy to burn yourself out.
Right, and then you're no good to anyone.
Exactly. It's like training for a marathon.
Okay.
You wouldn't neglect your body.
True,
You
true.
need to fuel yourself properly.
I love that analogy.
And don't forget about communicating. with the other people who are helping you move.
Brit's family.
Exactly.
Or even professional movers.
Like Andy Brothers.
Right. Being clear about your needs
yeah.
makes things so much smoother for everyone.
Absolutely. So we've got communication covered.
We do. Now, A&D also talks about getting your new home ready
okay.
before you move in.
Like what kind of prep?
Oh, you know, cleaning, making sure the utilities are on.
Yeah, those are good things to check.
It seems pretty straightforward.
It does.
But I was thinking there might be
okay.
more to it than meets the eye.
What do you mean?
Well, imagine walking into your new place.
Yeah.
And it's spotless.
Okay.
Everything is clean and ready to go.
I like it.
You flip on the lights,
uh-huh.
and everything is working perfectly.
Wait, okay.
It's not just about functionality.
Right.
It's about sending a message.
What kind of message?
Like you're taking ownership of the space.
Oh, I see.
It's like a ritual to cleanse the old energy.
I like that.
And make way for the new.
It's a fresh start.
Exactly. Now, A&D Brothers also mentions planning your furniture layout.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but I bet we can take that idea even further.
How so?
Well, we can go beyond just the furniture itself.
Okay.
And think about how we want to live in the space.
I like where you're going with this.
Like, what kind of vibe do we want to create?
That's a great question.
Do we want it to be cozy and inviting?
Okay.
Or more minimalist and serene?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we want a vibrant space for entertaining.
Interesting.
It's about more than just arranging furniture.
Right.
It's about creating a space that reflects who we are.
I love that. It's about making it feel like home.
That's a great way to put it.
And that brings us to the emotional side of moving.
Okay.
How to actually make your new house feel like home.
Because even when everything is unpacked and the furniture is in place,
right,
it can still feel a little empty.
It takes time to make a new space truly feel like yours.
So how do we do that?
Well, it's a process. It's about weaving your memories and your experiences into this new environment.
So how do we go from feeling like a visitor to feeling like we actually belong?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is. And we're going to tackle it in our next deep dive.
Stay tuned.
Last time we were talking about getting ready for the move.
Right.
Making a plan, decluttering all that good stuff. It's amazing how much stress you can avoid just by being organized.
Totally.
Yeah.
But even with the best planning, moving day itself is still a bit of a whirlwind.
It's always a little chaotic.
For sure.
So this time we're diving into the nitty gritty of packing and unpacking.
Let's do it.
We'll try to give you some strategies to save time and hassle.
Great.
And maybe even prevent a few backaches along the way.
I could use that advice myself sometimes.
I hear you. Yeah. Now, you know what's interesting?
What?
Even when we're talking about something as practical as packing, there's still a psychological component to it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like A&D Brothers mentioned this idea of packing room by room.
Oh, right. Keep everything from one room together.
Exactly. They say it makes unpacking easier.
It does.
But do you think there's also a psychological reason for it?
I think there is.
Okay. I'm curious.
Well, picture this. You arrive at your new place.
Okay.
You're exhausted.
I'm already tired just thinking about it.
Right. And you're surrounded by mountains of boxes.
It can be so overwhelming.
Exactly. But if those boxes are organized by room,
okay,
you can tackle one space at a time.
Oh, that makes sense.
You don't have to think about unpacking the whole house, just one room at a time.
It's like breaking down a big task
into
smaller, more manageable chunks.
Exactly. It creates a sense of order,
okay,
which can be really helpful.
Yeah, when you're feeling overwhelmed.
Absolutely. It's like a mind trick.
I like
to make unpacking feel less stressful.
Speaking of tricks.
What now?
A&D Brothers has some good advice about packing materials.
Oh, yeah. Making sure you're using the right stuff.
Exactly. Like using the right size boxes and good quality packing tape.
Important stuff.
But here's a tip that surprised me.
Okay, tell me.
They recommend using crumpled packing paper.
Really?
Instead of packing peanuts.
Interesting. Why is that?
Well, for one thing, it's better for the environment.
Okay, that's a good reason.
But they also say it does a better job
of
keeping your items from shifting around.
Oh, I see.
Plus, no more static cling peanut apocalypse.
That's always a good thing.
Right. It's all about the little details.
They can make a big difference.
They really can. Now, here's another one that I thought was clever.
Okay, I'm all ears.
They say you should label your boxes on the side.
On the side?
Yeah, not the top.
Hmm. Why would they recommend that?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
When boxes are stacked, you can't see the labels if they're on top.
Oh, that's true.
But if the label's on the side, You can always see what's inside.
It makes sense. It's all about visibility.
It's exactly. Such a simple thing.
Right.
But it can save you a lot of frustration.
Definitely. Now, this next tip is a little more involved.
Okay, tell me more.
A&D Brothers recommends creating a detailed inventory of your belongings.
Like a spreadsheet of everything you're moving.
Exactly. It might sound tedious.
It kind of does.
But it's worth it.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, for one, it forces you to really look at what you have.
Okay.
Which can be eye-opening.
You mean I might realize I have way too much stuff?
It's possible. You might also discover things you forgot you owned.
Or things you don't need anymore.
Exactly. And having an inventory is super helpful.
Okay.
For insurance purposes.
All right. In case something gets lost or damaged.
Exactly. You have a record of what you own.
That's a good point.
It's peace of mind in spreadsheet form.
Okay. I'm sold on the inventory idea.
Good. Now let's talk about unpacking.
The fun part.
Well, it can be fun.
Sometimes.
If you approach it the right way.
How do we do that?
A&D Brothers emphasizes unpacking systematically. Starting with the essentials.
So, like, unpack your bedroom first.
Yeah, so you have a place to sleep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What else would be considered essential?
Well, it depends on your needs.
True.
But you might want kitchen supplies so you can cook.
Okay.
Toiletries, towels.
Right.
Maybe a toolbox if you need to assemble furniture.
Don't forget about your pets.
Oh, that's a good one.
They need their essentials, too.
Absolutely. Having a first night box.
With all those important things.
Exactly. It can make a big difference.
Especially if you're feeling overwhelmed.
It's like creating a little island of familiarity.
I love that. Yep. What about the rest of the boxes?
Well, A&D Brothers has a great suggestion.
Let's hear it.
Break down boxes as you empty them.
Oh, that's a good one.
It keeps things tidy.
Yeah, it's so easy to let those empty boxes pile up.
They do seem to multiply.
And what about all the packing paper?
A&D Brothers recommends saving it.
Okay.
For future moves.
Good idea.
Or wrapping delicate items for storage.
Makes sense.
You can even donate it.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Exactly. Even when you're moving, you can still be mindful of the environment.
I like it. But you know, unpacking is about more than just putting things away.
It's about creating a space that feels like home.
Turning a house into a haven.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that takes time.
You can't rush the process.
A&D Brothers really emphasizes that.
Being patient with yourself.
Yes. Listen to your body.
Take breaks.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Great advice. Uh-huh. Now, as you're unpacking, you might even find yourself reevaluating.
Reevaluating what?
Some of your belongings.
Oh, interesting.
Like maybe you realize you don't need something after all.
Or maybe it doesn't fit in your new space.
That's like a second round of decluttering.
I like that. A fresh perspective.
And you know what?
What?
That's what's so great about moving.
What if?
It's not just about changing your location.
Right.
It's about evolving and growing.
I love that.
Creating a space that reflects who you are.
It's a chance to become the best version of yourself.
We're back for the final part of our moving deep dive.
And we're going out with a bang.
We are. We've uncovered some great tips.
From A&D Brothers Moving.
About planning, packing, unpacking.
The whole nine yards.
It's been fascinating to see how the practical side of moving is so intertwined with the psychological.
Absolutely, like decluttering.
Right. Decluttering can really clear your mind.
It's amazing how much lighter you feel.
When you let go of all that stuff.
Totally. And then there's that tip.
Yeah.
About organizing boxes by room.
Makes unpacking so much less overwhelming.
It's all about creating a sense of order.
In the midst of chaos.
Exactly. Now for this last part of our deep dive.
Okay.
I think we should go even deeper.
Deeper?
Beyond the logistics.
Okay.
And explore the human side of moving.
I like it. Because at the end of the day, moving is more than just moving boxes.
It's a life transition.
It's like hitting the reset button on your environment.
I love that analogy. It's both exciting.
And a little scary.
So true. And that's where A&D's advice takes on a whole new meaning.
How so?
Remember they talked about prepping your new home.
Oh, yeah. Cleaning and checking the utilities.
Right. It seemed like basic advice.
It did.
But those tasks are actually symbolic.
Symbolic of what?
Of claiming ownership of your new space.
Interesting.
Like cleaning isn't just about getting rid of dust.
Right.
It's about wiping the slate clean.
Ooh. I like that metaphor.
It's a fresh start.
And checking the utilities.
That's about establishing control.
control over your new environment.
Exactly. So it's not just practical. Mm-hmm. It's also about how you feel in the space.
It's about making a house into a home.
Exactly. Mm. And speaking of home,
okay,
remember how they mentioned planning your furniture layout?
Yes.
We can take that idea even further. Uh-huh. Instead of just arranging furniture, think about how you want to live in the space.
I like that. What kind of atmosphere do I want to create?
Exactly. Do you want it to be cozy and inviting? Or maybe minimalist and serene?
Hmm.
So many options.
You could also create a vibrant space for entertaining.
It's all about intentionality.
Right. It's your chance to create a space
that truly reflects who you are.
I love that.
So,
now this brings us to the emotional heart of moving.
Let's talk about it.
How to create a sense of belonging
in your new home.
Because you can have a beautiful functional space, but it might still feel a little empty.
It takes time to make it feel like yours.
Exactly. So how do we do that?
How do we go from feeling like a visitor
to
feeling like we actually belong?
It's a process. It's about weaving your memories, your experiences into the fabric of this new place.
So what are some practical things we can do?
Well, one thing is to personalize the space.
Okay.
Put up photos, artwork objects that have meaning to you.
Surround yourself with things that spark joy.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment.
With the decor.
Yes. Rearrange the furniture, try new things.
It's like a dance between you and your new environment.
It is. And another thing you can do is to start establishing new routines.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Find your new favorite coffee shop.
Explore the neighborhood.
Exactly. Create a rhythm of life in your new space.
And be patient with yourself.
Yes. That's so important. It takes time to adjust.
Moving is a huge life change.
It is. And you'll probably experience a roller coaster of emotions.
Excitement, uncertainty, maybe even a little homesickness.
It's all part of the process. Allow yourself to feel it all.
That's good advice. And don't forget.
What's that?
To connect with people.
Oh, yeah. That's so important.
Keep in touch with loved ones.
Reach out to new people in your community.
Build a support network.
Exactly. You're not alone in this.
It all comes back to connection, doesn't it?
It does. Sure. Connection to our surroundings.
And to the people in our lives.
Beautifully said.
Well, I think that about wraps it up.
It does. We've reached the end of our moving deep dive.
We started with practical tips.
And ended up exploring the emotional heart of creating a home.
What a journey. What was your biggest takeaway?
For me, it's that moving is a journey, not a destination.
I love that. It's about embracing the challenges.
And knowing you'll come out stronger on the other side.
It's about growth and renewal.
And creating a life that truly reflects who you are.
I feel so much more prepared for my next move.
That's what we're here for.
So to everyone listening,
yes,
as you're packing up your belongings,
uh-huh,
don't forget to pack your intentions too.
What a beautiful thought.
Think about what you want to bring into your new space.
Not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually.
It's about creating a home that nourishes your soul.
Thanks for joining us on this moving adventure.
Remember, the journey might have a few bumps,
but the destination is always worth it.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.